Good morning. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. Canada Prime Minister Mark Carney says India is world's fastest growing major economy to meet business leaders in Mumbai today. Trump administration orders to stop using technology from AI developer Anthropic. Afghanistan calls for dialogue to resolve ongoing conflict with Pakistan. At least 15 people killed in military cargo plane crash in Bolivia. And in ICC Men's T20 World Cup, Sri Lanka to take on Pakistan in Super 8 clash in Palakkale. And now the news in detail. Canada Prime Minister Mark Carney has said that India is the world's fastest growing major economy. Mr. Carney said this in a social media post upon his arrival in Mumbai yesterday on his first official visit to India. He was received by Minister of Protocol and Marketing of Maharashtra, Jay Kumar Rawal, at the airport. The Ministry of External Affairs said that the visit marks a significant step in further strengthening India-Canada ties. It further said that the India-Canada partnership is anchored in shared democratic values, strong people-to-people ties, and expanding cooperation across diverse sectors. Today, the Canadian Prime Minister is scheduled to meet with business leaders in Mumbai. He will participate in business engagements and interact with Indian and Canadian CEOs, industry leaders, financial experts, innovators, educators, and representatives of Canadian pension funds operating in India. India is celebrating National Science Day across the country today. The day is observed every year on the 28th of February to commemorate the discovery of the Raman effect by eminent physicist Sir C.V. Raman. Sir Raman was awarded the Nobel Prize in 1930 for this groundbreaking discovery. National Science Day features a variety of theme-based science communication activities held throughout the country. Union Ministry of Science and Technology's Department of Science and Technology will host the national-level celebration at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi. The theme this year is Women in Science Catalyzing Viksit Bharat. The theme aligns scientific advancement with India's vision of becoming a developed nation while recognizing the role of women researchers and innovators. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has extended greetings to scientists and researchers across the country on National Science Day. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that the relentless quest of the scientific community lights the nation's path and shapes solutions for a better future. He expressed hope that the day would renew their zest and resolve to innovate, build, and craft the destiny of the nation. U.S. President Donald Trump has directed every federal agency to immediately stop using technology from AI developer Anthropic. Trump wrote in a Truth Social post that they do not need it and will not do business with them again. Mr. Trump made the comments just before a deadline the Pentagon had given Anthropic to grant it unfettered access to the firm's AI tools. U.S. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth said in a social media post that this week Anthropic delivered a masterclass in arrogance and betrayal, as well as a textbook case of how not to do business with the U.S. government or the Pentagon. He said Anthropic will continue to provide the Department of War its services for a period of not more than 6 months to allow for a seamless transition to a better and more patriotic service. U.S. President Donald Trump has suggested friendly takeover of Cuba amid fuel blockade by the United States. Speaking to reporters outside the White House, Mr. Trump said that the U.S. could take over Cuba, but on amicable terms. He said U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is in discussions with Cuban leaders at a very high level. U.S. President said Cuba is in serious economic trouble as Trump administration is intensifying pressure on Havana's communist government through a strict fuel blockade.
Cuban government is talking with us. They're in a big deal of trouble, as you know. They have no money, they have no anything right now, but they're talking with us, and maybe we'll have a friendly takeover of Cuba. We could very well end up having a friendly takeover of Cuba.
U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio will travel to Israel from 2nd to 3rd of March, said the State Department. The visit comes shortly after Prime Minister Narendra Modi concluded his historic visit to Israel. Principal Deputy Spokesperson of the State Department said, Secretary of State Marco Rubio will travel to Israel and he will discuss a range of regional priorities, including Iran, Lebanon, and ongoing efforts to implement President Trump's 20-point peace plan for Gaza. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. Amidst escalating tensions in West Asia, the U.S. State Department has authorized the departure of non-emergency government personnel and their families from Israel, even as it retained its Level 3 advisory, urging Americans to reconsider travel to Israel and the West Bank. In an updated travel advisory, the department said it had authorized the departure of non-emergency U.S. government personnel and family members of U.S. government personnel from Mission Israel due to safety risks. Afghanistan has said that it wants to resolve the ongoing conflict with Pakistan through dialogue and political means. We have a report.
Afghanistan's Foreign Minister Amir Khan Muttaqi held a telephonic conversation with his Saudi Arabian counterpart, Prince Faisal bin Farhan Al Saud, and discussed the recent developments between Afghanistan and Pakistan. In a statement, Afghan Foreign Ministry said that Saudi Arabia welcomed their position, calling for dialogue and political means to resolve disputes, affirming the kingdom's continued efforts to support initiatives for de-escalation and stability. Afghan Foreign Minister also held a phone call with Qatar's Minister of State Mohammed bin Abdulaziz Al Khulaifi and stated that the recent actions of Afghanistan's security and defense forces were carried out to safeguard the country's sovereignty, airspace and territorial integrity, and the intended objectives were successfully achieved. Afghan Foreign Minister also held a phone call with his Turkish counterpart Hakan Fidan over ongoing tensions with Pakistan. Tanvi Khurana for World News.
In Bolivia, at least 15 people were killed yesterday after a cargo plane carrying money crashed near Bolivia's capital. The aircraft struck vehicles in the city of El Alto, which is adjacent to La Paz, before coming to rest in a field. Debris from the aircraft destroyed cars and bodies littered the road. According to Tovar, at least 15 vehicles were involved. Firefighters managed to extinguish the flames engulfing the aircraft. The plane, a Hercules aircraft belonging to the Bolivian Air Force, was transporting new banknotes from the central bank to other cities, and a large number of bills scattered on the ground at the crash site. Akashvani News has started a new series, Prakriti Ki Baat, Akashvani Ke Saath. In the second episode of the series, we spoke to Padma Bhushan Anil Prakash Joshi. In this conversation, he discusses the interrelationships between soil conservation, ecological balance, lifestyle and environment. To listen to the podcast, tune in to 100.1 Akashvani Gold today evening at 5:10 p.m. You can also listen to it on News on AIR app and News on AIR official YouTube channel. In ICC Men's T20 World Cup, Sri Lanka will take on Pakistan in the Super 8 clash at the Palikele International Cricket Stadium this evening. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Indian time. Earlier, England defeated New Zealand by 4 wickets in a Super 8 Group 2 match at R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo last night. Semi-finals of the T20 World Cup are scheduled on 4th and 5th of March, while the finals will be played on 8th of March. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney says India is world's fastest growing major economy to meet business leaders in Mumbai today. Trump administration orders to stop using technology from AI developer Anthropic. Afghanistan calls for dialogue to resolve the ongoing conflict with Pakistan. At least 15 people killed in military cargo plane crash in Bolivia. And in international cricket, in ICC Men's T20 World Cup, Sri Lanka to take on Pakistan in Super 8 clash in Palikele. That's all in World News, but you stay tuned to Akashvani.